would drown him, along with many soldiers. And I, thought the young soldier with the bat in his hands. But he could not see his own future. He could not even see the events that were transpiring before his very eyes. He now closed his eyes and listened to the call of the wind-up bird. Then, all at once, he thought of the ocean. The ocean he had seen from the deck of the ship that brought him from Japan to Manchuria. He had never seen the ocean before, nor had he seen it since. That had happened 8 years ago. He could still remember the smell of the salt air. The ocean was one of the greatest things he had ever seen in his life, bigger and deeper than anything he had imagined. It changed its color and shape and expression according to time and place and weather. It aroused a deep sadness in his heart, and at the same time it brought his heart peace and comfort. Would he ever see it again? He loosened his grip and let the bat fall to the ground. It made a dry sound as it struck the earth. After the bat left his hands, he felt a slight increase in his nausea. The wind-up bird went on crying, but no one else could hear its call. Here ended the Wind-Up Bird Chronicle, number 8. 27. Cinnamon's Missing Links. Here ended the Wind-Up Bird Chronicle, number 8. I exited the document to return to the original menu and clicked on the Wind-Up Bird Chronicle, number 9. I wanted to read the continuation of the story, but instead of a new document, I saw this message. Access denied to the Wind-Up Bird Chronicle number 9, based on code R24. Choose another document. I chose number 10, but with the same results. Access denied to the Wind-Up Bird Chronicle number 10, based on code R24. Choose another document. The same thing happened with number 11, and with all the other documents, including number 8. I had no idea what this code R24 was, but it was now blocking access to everything. At the moment I had opened the Wind-Up Bird Chronicle number 8, I could probably have had access to any one of them, but number 8 having been opened and closed, the doors were locked to all of them now. Maybe this program did not permit access to more than one document at a time. I sat in front of the computer, wondering what to do next. But there was nothing I could do next. This was a precisely organized world, which had been conceived in Cinnamon's mind and which functioned according to his principles. I did not know the rules of the game. I gave up trying and shut down the computer. Without a doubt, the Wind-Up Bird Chronicle number 8 was a story written by Cinnamon. He had input 16 stories into the computer under the title The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle, and it just so happened that I had chosen and read number 8. Judging from the length of the one story, 16 such stories would have made a fairly thick book if set in type. What could number 8 signify? The word chronicle in the title probably meant that the stories were related in chronological order, number 8 following number 7, number 9 following number 8, and so on. That was a reasonable assumption, if not necessarily true. They could just as well have been arranged in a different order. They might even run backward from the present to the past. A bolder hypothesis might make them 16 different versions of the same story told in parallel. In any case, the one I had chosen was a sequel to the story that Cinnamon's mother, Nutmeg, had told me about soldiers killing animals in the Xinqing Zoo in August 1945. It was set in the same zoo on the following day, and again the central character was Nutmeg's father, Cinnamon's grandfather, the nameless vet. I had no way of telling how much of the story was true. Was every bit of it Cinnamon's creation, or were parts of it based on actual events? Nutmeg had told me that absolutely nothing was known about what happened to her father after she saw him last, which meant that the story could not be entirely true. Still, it was conceivable that some of the details were based on historical fact. It was possible that during such a time of chaos, a number of cadets from the Manchukuo Army Officer Training School were executed and buried in a hole in the Xinqing Zoo, and that the Japanese officer in charge of the operation had been